Yeah. Welcome to Sounds of the Apocalypse, episode 30. You just heard from Pink Floyd with One of These Days off the album Metal to kickstart this episode. After that, Sciopus with The Long Road to the Fourth Dimension off the album Ideas of Reference on Black Market Activities. Stick around, lots more good stuff in store, including new material from Jennifer Gentle. Right now it's Merzbow with Mantra 2 off of Merz Buddha on Sounds of the Apocalypse.
Thank you. Identified with Satan, he is full of lies, a diligent reaper, an old fugitive and wanderer like Cain, a beggar, a peddler, an Arab nomad, a skeleton, capering with sinners and misers in a juggler's dance. But the nightmarish angel presents a different face to the one who has died before death, or who has attained some measure of the apotheia of the saint. We are told that Azrael, death, appears to our spirit in a form determined by our beliefs, actions, and dispositions during life. He may even manifest invisibly, so that a man may die of a rose, of aromatic pain, or of a rotten stone. When the soul sees Azrael, it falls in love, and its gaze is thus withdrawn from the body as if by a seduction. Great prophets and saints may even be politely invited by death, who appears to them in corporeal form. Thus it was with Moses and with Muhammad. When the Persian poet Rumi lay on his deathbed, Azrael appeared as a beautiful youth and said, "I am come by divine command to inquire what commission the master may have to entrust to me." In fact, a strange connection becomes apparent between Moors and Amor, love and death. The moment of extinction and the pleasure of love resembles that of death, and thus that of the mystic. In mythic terms, Eros and Thanatos are almost twins, for in some cases, death appears as a lovely youth, and Eros as a withered starling. Love and death are gateways, hence their eternal adolescence and their fixation in the midst of the rite of passage.
go before I sleep. Lullaby by Nahamel Krupp. Ah, 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 a gentle wind strikes up a tune around the cradle of the moon.
Thank you.
Once again, you're listening to Sounds of the Apocalypse, episode 30. You just heard from Tom Waits with a song called How Is It Gonna End off of Real Gone on Ante Records. Kicking off that set was Coil with the Golden Section off of Horse Motivator, and following that, Jennifer Gentle with Granny's House, a new track off of their new album, The Midnight Room on Sub Pop. Some Wolf Eyes and other stuff in there as well. Getting to the end of the show, once again, you can check out this week's track listing, as well as previous track listings over at soundsoftheapocalypse.blogspot.com. Got a couple songs left. Right now, it's Cocktail Twins with Utterly off of the album Treasure on 4AD. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show, and hope to see you back here again next week for another Sounds of the Apocalypse.